Start over. That's all right, I'm sorry. All right, y'all with me? That is to bruise simply means to crush, to trample down. That's the lying in wait. That is the lying in wait. And then let's continue to read one more word, and then we'll move on. That is, and between your seed and her seed, he shall bruise your head, and he shall bruise his heel. And the heel signifies H-E-L. That's what I'm going to do it again. The lesser, L-E-S-S-E-R, position. That is the one who is trying to crush the seed. He's the lesser one. The one who is trying to crush the seed. Because the head is Ephesians 1, 22, 23, right? It's Colossians 1, 18, am I right? Am I right? In the beginning, God created what? The heavens and the earth, am I right? In relationship to understanding what we're talking about, in relationship to understanding what is the will of God. All right? See, in relationship to understanding, that is, in the beginning, God created, see, in relationship to have total control of matter. You all right? Now, the reason why I'm saying that, I am so excited. And I know everybody don't come. But I'm going to do it again. So y'all going to hear it twice. He said, well, can you go back and repeat it again? Well, you're going to hear it twice. Because see, those who don't come to Sunday school, I want them to get on board too. Because wouldn't it be wonderful that instead of 9, we have 20? Amen. See, am I right? Because see, we need everybody to do this here, not just y'all. Now, we're going to be blessed to do it, amen. But it ain't the whole body, am I right? So hopefully that if people see what we're doing here, that next Sunday they'll come on board and get on with us. And you can take a horse of water, but you can't make him drink, amen. And those who are downstairs need to hear it too, amen. So we'll do it again, okay? All right? Is that going to be all right with y'all? Now y'all ain't going to be excused while I do it again now. Y'all with me? Okay? So that's what you see by that word, that Genesis 3:15, and you didn't do that on your notes. On the back, I got the note to mean what these words mean. That is, enmity, seed, bruised head, heel. That is, that there's going to be warfare between the offspring. That is, that he's lying in wait to crush the head, but he can't do it because he's the lesser one. Y'all got that? You understand what I just said? The promise was made, am I right? Through the seed, am I right? And there's two seeds in motion here. There's the seed of God and the seed of the devil. One's the head, one's the heel. Am I right? But he's out to bruise, he's out to crush. He's lying in wait to do that, am I right? To crush the head, but he can't do it because he's the lesser one. That is the heel. Amen? You got that? And that's the way you got to see it, brother. I'm telling you, if you don't see it that way, Genesis 3:15 not going to mean nothing to you. Because each word has meaning, am I right? And you got to understand these words in relationship to understand what Genesis is all about. Because right now, what we're getting to see, we're beginning to see the seed going from generation to generation. Am I right? Because see, when you look up here, and you see Genesis 12 and Genesis 17 and Genesis 49, what you're going to see now, you're going to see the seed traveling through the promise of Abraham all the way down to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Amen. And those are the patriarchs of the book of Genesis. Am I right? See, now there's many more in there, especially the Genesis chapter 5, but we're not going to get there. But you see the genealogy in Genesis chapter 5, right? But we only going to handle 12, 17, and 49. That's through Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, because we don't have time to go through all 50. But if you understand that in relationship to those words that I'm just giving you, eminent, deceived, bruised, head, healed, in relationship to the prophecy, the messianic prophecy of Genesis 3:15, brother, and you got it. I'm telling you, if you understand that, you know more than the Pope. Because he don't know this. I'm telling you, brother, because he did, he'll take that hat off his head. He'll turn them red shoes back in. I'm not trying to be funny. But how can you not know this, Brother Frazier, and understand that and see God in action, God's will being done, and not want to be a part of it? Why don't you want to do it? But you got to understand it. Every time I say, I could have just typed it all in there for y'all so nice, but I ain't want to do it. I want you to write it down, because those words got to mean something to you. You got to understand it, to know it, to be transformed. Because see, when you get transformed, then you're going to start drinking Kool-Aid. You're going to find time. You're going to find time to get your analysis in. I'm telling you, you're going to find time. I don't care if it's 11, 12, 1 o'clock at night. You're going to find time to do it because you're going to want to be a part of it. See? Like Alabama football, people say, why are they being so successful? Well, they're part of a system. They believe in it. It wasn't easy to get those boys' minds changed over. From not wanting to eat fried chicken in the locker room to doing what's right. But see, that's the same thing with spirituality. You got to understand the word, and you got to understand the purpose, and you got to understand the theme of redemption. And most people just want to come to church, have fun, and leave. That's all they want to do. They want to see emotion. They want to see action. See? They want to see outward appearance. They want to see ceremonial. They want praise dancing, orchestration. Why do you think they gotten away from a long time ago? You just didn't have a piano. Now they got full orchestration. Oh, I forgot to let you play. If anybody can play an instrument, yes, too. Seal, too. Sorry, you're going to go lost. And I thought it was just hilarious. Because it's about emotion. Am I right? And that's the whole point that I'm saying, brother, is that this is the whole point. One more thing, but move on. And I don't say no more about school, no more school service. She had listened to three songs, Courtney. And one of them was a religious song. She wanted us to write down a piece of paper what we thought of each song she wrote. One was a symphonic, one was a contemporary piece of music that stole operatic. And then the third was religious. She wanted us to write down what we thought about each piece. When it got down to that third piece of religion, I started to write down nothing. But you want me to tell you what I wrote down? It didn't mean nothing to me. I wasn't going to lie. It didn't mean nothing to me. It just was a piece of music. It didn't mean nothing to me. It didn't have no spiritual implication. The reason why it didn't have no spiritual implication because it couldn't be spiritual because it wasn't done in spirit and in truth. Amen. You understand? Now, when she says something back to me, I don't know. Well, if she do, she's going to get another answer. Huh? You understand what I'm saying? And that's the point that I'm saying. Because, see, it's like Kevin said the other night. See, you have to be careful what you do. See, in relationship to us being ambassadors. And that's what he said there. See, we are ambassadors. People are watching us. Amen. Regardless of where you may be. See, that's the reason why you have to know these things in order to be what God would want you to be. Don't be just spiritual right now. But when you leave here, let your light shine too. See, 24:7, that is to understand what is the will of the Lord. Okay? So Genesis 3:15, you got that. Then let's go to Galatians 4:4. And what you're going to do is tie that in to Galatians 4:4. That is, the promise was made in Genesis 3:15. And then the fruition is Galatians 4:4. Now let me tell you something, brother. There are many more scriptures other than Galatians 4:4, right? I can go Genesis 3, Galatians 3, and verse 18, 19. It's a whole heap of scriptures. The book of Hebrews, Galatians, am I right? That point to fulfillment, amen? Am I right? And what you should do, if you were a good Bible student, I just have Galatians 4:4. You would go ask some more for your own spiritual edification, amen? The promise was made. through the enmity, through the siege, through the bruising, through the head, and through the heel, that is, that you should tie that back in, am I right? See, other than Galatians 4 and verse 4. Because Galatians 4:4 says that, but when the fullness of time had come that is here. Why would he say had come? He would say had come because we're in the 21 books, am I right? Am I right? See, now, if you're in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, he would say it's coming. Right? It was in the 17 books of prophecy, it would be in is coming. Right? But now we're in the 21 books, am I right? Do you see that? See, his has come. See, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, it was a prophecy, promise. In the 17, it was prophecy. Prophecy, promise to fulfillment. You with me? See, if you don't know the 66 books, you don't know what I'm talking about. Am I right? See, it's like our Father which art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That is, it's a promise that gonna come true. See, in Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, he prayed that it come. Right? 9 to 21, it has come. Y'all with me? See, you got 17. Am I right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, see, it's coming now in Galatians. That's part of the 21. Romans through Jude. Y'all with me? That's the reason why I keep saying, and I know I'm being repetitious, I'm being redundant. That is 5, 12, 5, 17. Y'all got that? 5, 12. Because see, you don't understand that. You ain't going to understand what I'm just talking. I'm telling you, you ain't going to understand it. You ain't going to do it. See, you don't understand the 4. Am I right? The 1, the 21, the 1, you're not going to understand. Because, see, you don't understand the 4. How you going to understand the 1 to get into the church, the 21 to stay in the church, and you can forget about going to heaven? Because you ain't going. Am I right? Now, you may say, but brother, are you being too dogmatic? It's the truth. How you going to get there when you don't know how to push? You can't roll until you know how to push. Y'all with me? How you going to, John 8:31, continue? That's rolling, am I right? Am I right? That's how you continue. That's how you put on the whole armor of God. That's how you be steadfast. Be your steadfast, unmovable. You learn how to work. That's what we learn. We push it. We're learning. Am I right? Am I right? If you don't know how to push the ball, see, like folk call me and say, well, could you pray? Well, you pray. I pray too. But my prayer ain't no more greater than your prayer. And we can pray together. Amen. See, people always call the preacher to pray. You better pray too. With your prayer ain't no good. And we're going to pray together, am I right? Because the fervent prayer of a righteous man will what? He didn't just say the preacher, did it? Y'all see what I'm just saying? I ain't got no special power. I ain't no greater than you. See, we all equal, am I right? Am I right? Though I'm going to invite y'all to my surprise birthday party. I'll let y'all know. All right? Y'all catch that by 2 o'clock, call me. Y'all with me? So Galatians 4:4. See, that's the 17. Look what it says. It says here, but when the fullness of time had come, underline that, and write 21, and know what that means. Amen? God sent forth his son, write Genesis 3:15, based on the enmity, based on the seed, based on the bruising of the head and the heel. Amen. That there was going to be a war. There's going to be hatred. There's going to be strife. Based on the offspring that was promised, he's going to try to crush it, the head, but he can't do it because he's the lesser one, because he's the heel. Ain't that all right? I'm sorry, y'all. Ain't that all right? See, I know that now. Ain't that right? And I want us to know it together. Amen. Am I right? Y'all with me? These ain't getting good and gooder. They're getting better and better, ain't it? Y'all with me? So look what he said here. Son, born of a woman, all right? And we're going to see that, y'all, over in Matthew 1:1. Look at your sheet there. Luke 3:4, Matthew 1:2, Matthew 1:2 and 3, in relationship to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. See? And he gonna tell you, we're gonna be adding more to your sheet. Brother Fred, how Isaiah what? 7:14? How about Isaiah 53? Can we put that in there too? See, am I right? Yeah, he just gave Isaiah 7 and Isaiah 53, right there somewhere around Matthew. We look at Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Is that right? Y'all with me? So I can give you all the scriptures. You can put more in your stuff, am I right? Put as much sugar you want to in your cake. Recipe don't call but one cup. You can put two in there if you want to. Three if you want to go in a diabetic coma. It's up to you. Am I right? So I ain't got no problem if the recipe call for a cup and you ain't got but a half, but you still gonna have some cake. Now, it might not be sweet enough, but it might be all right for you. All right? Now look at what it said. Born of a woman, then born under the law, and by that word law, right, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Oh, that is the first four. You're right, four there. Right. Right? Of the 27. Y'all see how it fit together? We're going to see that in Matthew, Luke, in relationship to that being true. To redeem, amen, those who are under the law, because salvation didn't come until Act 1, am I right? See, the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by what? So see, until grace and truth came, till shallow came, till the seed came, even though there was warfare, am I right? Even though there was going to be a lion in wait, am I right? Even though the offspring was promised, am I right? Even though he tried to crush the head, but he couldn't do it because he was the lesser one, because he was the heel. Is that right? Am I saying that right, Brother Frazier? See, because see, to redeem those who are under the law, right, that we might receive, there that go, and by that right, Romans 8:16-17, that we might receive the promise of the ancestry. And the ancestry is the seed. Because it was a promise that we may be a part of lineage, amen, am I right, of the offspring based on the seed. But the bruising came because he was lying in wait, am I right, to crush. Because see, he didn't want it to happen, the devil. But he couldn't do it. The devil couldn't win anyway because he was the lesser one. How he going to beat God? Am I right? It was his from the beginning. He was just trying to take it. Am I right? He came from him. He was one of his angels. Am I right? Everyone, let me tell you something. You can't chain God's word. Because you chain God's word, you're going to mess everything up. See, if denominationalism is right, if you can worship God in the way you worship God, everything that we have studied in the 35 books will be a lie. And the reason why I say that, because why would he insist for the children of Israel to be obedient, to have allegiance, when he allowed us to do what we want to do? Why do you think in the calling out of the book of Leviticus, he was so explicit in the rules and the regulations? If they could do what they want to do, he never would have said. He just said one thing: do what you want to do. Do it till you feel good. It makes no difference. Am I right? But see, it couldn't be that way, brothering, because see, if the seed were to come, even though it was going to be warfare, even though it was going to be a crushing, even though the heel was going to try to beat the head, see, it had to happen in order for us to have prosperity. In order to be redeemed in the fullness of time. So it could come. What? Jesus. Why did Jesus come? To build a church. He didn't come to build 1,000 churches. If any church were going to do it, he said, well, y'all just do what you want to do. Same thing in the church. Don't make sense. Got a book downstairs. B Church, W Church, OC Church. See, all those titles, one couple, non-one couple, white church, black, non-institution, institution. What's wrong with that book? That's crazy. You traveling, you say, well, I'm looking for a BNI. I'm already messed up. Trying to find that kind of church. I'm just looking for the church. Am I right? I mean, it doesn't matter you're white or black, amen. As long as you're going to preach God's word, I can sit on anybody, can't you? Am I right? As long as you're my brother, as long as you're part of the offspring, am I right? As long as you're part of the prostitute, I'm with you. Am I right? Because I understand what he's talking about. What they went through 39, through what? Through what? The warfare, the strife, and the hatred, am I right? See, in order for the seed to come, am I right? In order for God's will to be done. Y'all with me? Does it make sense? But see, if you don't understand that, bro, I'm telling you, when you get to the bondage, when you get to the calling, when you get to the numbering, when you get into the deuteros, you ain't going to understand. And y'all see how we went in there and by the word broke down and you can just put 4, 17, and y'all can put them numbers in there and they right. Ain't that something? Ain't that right? Y'all with me? We out of time. Don't throw your sheet away. I'm going to talk about it again. We can do the roast again, can't we? Okay, we're going to do the roast again. All right, y'all with me? All right. Now, if I were you, I would go to Genesis 1, real quicker. And what I would do for creation, all right? I ain't gonna do it to you. If I rush it to you, we're gonna miss it, okay? But I wanna rush it to you. I start to tell you something, but I ain't gonna tell it to you. Because I want to rush it to you. Because I rush it to you, you're going to miss it. And then if I rush it to you, you're going to miss, you're going to erase everything we did. And I don't want to erase nothing. Because sometimes you accidentally put the erase button. I have a computer that shuts off when I'm supposed to. And you think you've lost everything after you've been 2 hours typing. Let's pray together, church. Blessed Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you.